Good morning. It's AM Tampa Bay, our diurnal dulcetory dialogue here with Jack, Aaron, Natalie, and Katie, and Jay Ratliff joining us right now, our day trading expert. And Jay, it was interesting to see the Dow now back over 29,000, getting up where it almost where it was way back when.
Yeah, it was 29.5 and change was the all-time high in the Dow. Of course, we've taken care of the high on the S&P 500, NASDAQ. So, I mean, think about it. You've got the coronavirus still among us, no vaccine. We have millions of people that are still unemployed. Cities are burning. We have riots continuing at other cities with weeks of unrest, and yet the markets are hitting these all-time highs. Jack, the left must absolutely be losing their minds with this, with everything that's going positive at a time when other times other things are not.
Yeah, this could be critical going into the November election, the fact that the economy apparently is doing so well in spite of all the negatives.
Well, you know, September has been known typically from a historical standpoint is one of the weakest trading months of the year. In fact, I think going back to the early 50s, the average is like a 1% drop in the Dow in September. But look, if there's anything that the last few months have taught us is this entire year has an asterisk next to it, because you can throw history right out the window, especially as we're recovering from the coronavirus event, the crisis. This market's going to do what the market wants to do. And there's very little indication right now, based on some of the preliminary numbers that we're seeing, that would suggest that the market's going to do anything more than kind of continue on its upward trajectory. And yes, if that continues to happen, I mean, that'll be great news for President Trump. The job numbers will come out in the morning. We'll see how that goes. And then, of course, as we go through September and into the early part of next month, when we're starting to see what the third quarter earnings are, right now, some of those look like they may be better than expected. So, yeah, we could have a couple of months of some good news, barring any outside events.
Jay, you mentioned an asterisk by this year, and I think I'm looking at that with Zoom, because at the beginning of this pandemic, I thought, wow, this is a perfect time for an app like Zoom for people to connect with video. We saw the stocks soar. They took a dip yesterday. When this is all said and done and we're done with the pandemic, does Zoom still survive? Does it still thrive like it is now? What should people do when they're looking at the Zoom stocks?
Well, you know, it was at $70 a share last year at this time. And by the time the pandemic started hit, it was $100 a share. And you're right, it's at $423 a pop right now. And I think that as the coronavirus situation subsides, we will see it drop a bit. But, a lot of airlines are counting on the fact that people are going to basically abandon Zoom and other video conferences and kind of go back to life as normal. And I really don't think that's going to be the case. And I really think that a lot of businesses have found that that type of communication is easy, it's affordable, and surprisingly, it's quite effective. And that's what's causing a lot of people to already say they're going to be cutting back on some of their future travel and replace it with some of this video conferencing, especially as these businesses are still at the point where they're trying to save and make money. And a lot of them are finding out it's a better utilization of their resources by having their people in a lot of different places at one time instead of spending half the day getting their sales team to a specific city, barring any delays from mechanical situations or weather problems or anything else that might be happening with airlines. So I think Zoom is going to continue to be something that's good. That same argument could be used with Amazon. You know, is their stock going to continue to soar as it's been doing post-pandemic? We'll have to wait and see on that. But certainly some companies certainly have been benefiting from all of this that's been going on over the last few months.
By the way, Jay, Amazon has made a huge footprint here in the Tampa Bay area, in Lakeland and Temple Terrace and Pasco, and with all kinds of huge buildings they're bringing in here and everything else. We're going to talk about that a little later here, but thanks for joining us this morning. And again, a little excitement over the Dow back over 29,000, and we'll see how it impacts the election. But thanks for being on board.
Hey, Jack, anytime. Thank you.
Yeah, Jay Ratliff, he's an aviation expert.